It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. One of my favorite guests back in the studio. No offense, Veronica. Welcome back to the show, Carol Brown.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I barely recognized you when you walked through the door.
I am doing good. Thank you very much. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And awesome.
Carol is the senior program manager and part of the Area Agency on Aging. It's not written correctly on here, I don't think. So, Aging Policy and Advocacy.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Is that a title or a concept?
That is actually my title. It sort of is all-encompassing. The aging covers all of the programs that I manage, and then I function a great deal of my time in advocacy and policy legislative work.
One thing I like when Carol's here, I can ask her questions about, I know she knows stuff about Social Security and Medicare and that sort of thing without having to go navigate it all online. So that may be a future show, though.
So. Yeah, I think so. I think we ought to talk about that next go-round.
All right, perfect. And let's see. Oh, I mentioned on yesterday's show towards the end, I didn't know who was on tomorrow. I was looking at the wrong month. Actually, the Real Estate Power Hour is tomorrow. So Chad Hansen will be in here, and we'll talk all things real estate. And, of course, we'll have someone from Keller Williams in here as well. So, Carol Brown on the show all the way up from Yuma. How was the road, by the way, like in the La Paz County area?
Yeah, well, they've got some construction going on, so that's the first part. But I can tell the storms were pretty severe over the last week or two because I could see where the runoff dirt, they're working on it, trying to clear some spots where the lane's a little short if you're right next to the edge. So they're working on it.
Right. There's that. Have you heard of that bridge that collapsed down there, the Heart Mine Road Bridge? You wouldn't have taken that, but there was a fire in the Cibola refuge.
Yeah.
And it took out a bridge. So I guess it had creosote pillars or something. And yeah, not pretty.
No.
I mean, it's like bent in half, just kind of gone. So, yeah, that's got to be fixed.
Yes, it does, yeah. I'm just glad that hopefully everybody was safe and the damage that I saw didn't look as bad as I've seen in past summers traveling along Highway 95.
What about Yuma itself?
Yuma was okay.
Oh, good.
It was fine. I actually was traveling the last couple of weeks. So last week I was in the Phoenix area, and they had massive storms, pretty severe ones in certain spots. And then the week before I was actually up in Kingman. And so avoided anything there. Actually, some lovely weather a couple mornings. I walked out and went, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful.
Not as lovely as where I was. Central Coast by Cambria. It was like 71 degrees, I think, was the high all week.
Absolutely. I'd be wearing a jacket.
It was nice being able to wear a hoodie part of the day and long sleeves and shorts. So you like dressed in layers when you went out.
So yes, absolutely.
It's kind of cool. But, yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. And mostly, you know, this is the time of year where it's commonly 110 to 115 outside. So we're talking about degrees, of course. And seniors are more prone to heat illness, is that right?
Yeah. Yes, and a lot of older adults don't know this, and their family, friends, whoever their support system is, might not understand that either. Listen, we typically lose older adults every summer in Arizona. We just do. Some of that is because they are dealing with some type of dementia, and they do wander off in the heat, and we can't find them quickly enough. But the other reason is, point blank, things change for us as we age, our metabolism and how we function, and it makes us more susceptible to falling prey to dealing with heat exhaustion or having it move into actual heat stroke. And there's some very specific reasons why, but first off is once you're reaching age 65 and above, you don't moderate heat as well, body temperature.
Really?
You are more prone to dehydrate. You may not be drinking much water, especially if maybe you spend more of your time indoors than you go outdoors or in and out and you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. You know, the rule of thumb is always to understand you need to be drinking far before you need to be drinking. So that means the day before you should be hydrating for the next day if you know you're going to have activities. But as we age, we diminish in the ability to regulate our body temperature, and that puts us automatically at a higher risk for falling prey to the heat. There's also other issues that go along with that, and as soon as I say it, people are going to understand. One, you do get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
A chronic illness. You could have challenges with heart disease or kidney disease, blood circulation conditions. And that can be a very prominent factor on how well you can do in the heat, as well as your prescriptions that you're taking. And folks may not know that some of the medications they're on are actually causing their bodies to reduce the ability for sweating.
Oh, no kidding. Correct. I've never had that problem.
Well, and that's a telltale sign is if you are starting to not sweat, you're starting to have difficulties in that realm. You're in trouble. You need to pay attention to it. Don't just brush it off.
Right.
Don't just think, oh, I'm fine. I just got a little hot while I was outside. Pay attention to it because it could be that if you're on certain medications, you haven't been hydrating well, you do have some health conditions, you may be on a salt-restricted diet, and you're not getting enough salt in your diet or electrolytes to actually keep you protected and safe. Also, sometimes our older adults will tend to overdress, wear too much clothing or dark clothing, and then they get out in that heat,
mm-hmm.
and that can be just devastating. And another challenge which comes up frequently for our older adults is they may be overly cautious about running their AC. They're worried about their electricity bill,
right.
or they feel they can't pay it, so they won't run it, and that puts them at some of the highest risk possible to not get themselves into a cooled situation. And we know that being in Arizona, that is our life. We are going to face this every year. This year it came on earlier. It's been hotter. We've had more struggles with that for a longer period of time. And right now, being in the midst of monsoon season, this is when it's the most dangerous for everyone, but certainly for our older adults. Because you're getting into a situation of high temperatures and a high dew point, high humidity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it is so dangerous for everyone. You can fall out so quickly if you're not paying attention to what you're facing out in the elements. And certainly for our older adults, it's just going to happen at a faster pace if they're not watching out for it.
Yeah, and you have to be careful, especially those people. Maybe they have some kind of heart condition or high blood pressure, and the doctor has you on a diuretic. That's going to dehydrate you right there. I've heard of people drinking too much water, though.
Yes, yes. You can get water poisoning. I've actually been in the ER when I've heard that they were treating another patient in there, and it was water poisoning.
Really?
Yes. So just drinking water isn't necessarily the solution.
Uh-huh.
If you're not very active and you're just in and out, you're trying to be cautious with the amount of time you spend in the heat, you might be okay with just staying hydrated with water. But if you're going to spend any amount of time outdoors, certainly you need to be looking at your electrolytes. You need to be aware of your potassium levels. You need to be thinking about the foods that you're eating as well as what you're drinking. My husband works outdoors all year long, and this time of year we know there has to be a huge amount of precautions that he has to take. It's still going to get to him a few days. He's going to experience heat illness a few days every summer. It is a given. But it could be far worse if he wasn't aware and wasn't taking those proper steps.
Right. I have a regular guest who is an AC contractor, and he swears that, you know, the RO water, the reverse osmosis water that we drink, is stripped of all minerals in that, and he swears by Emergency, the powder that you add to your water that'll add more minerals back into your system too. But
yeah,
don't drink too much of it.
No, it's the same thing. As you have to understand your levels. It's a good thing to be making those proper visits to your doctor and ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea. I talked about this the other day with someone. It can get confusing with your medications and your health conditions to keep track of how might this affect me, especially if during the last year you've had any changes to your medications. You really need to have a conversation with your doctor and the pharmacist and ask them about, where am I at? They may want, you know, if they're seeing that you're struggling, maybe there's been a pattern every summer in the heat that you're struggling, they may want to do some blood work. Maybe they want to check some things out and find out where you stand on a normal average basis, and then make that decision for you as their doctor. The pharmacist can certainly tell you and remind you of those medications that could be potentially dehydrating, that could be challenging you. Think about if you're taking a medication that might make you feel a little dizzy, and you get out in the heat,
right,
and you're starting to dehydrate,
mm-hmm,
it's going to make you dizzy.
Yeah.
So now you're a falls risk. Now you're in trouble for a multitude of things that you can do something about, but you've got to be really proactive for yourself and be a good advocate. I always tell folks, older adults, you need to build your village. You need to have your village that surrounds you. That's your doctors, your pharmacists, if you have family members nearby, friends, neighbors, church members, whoever it's going to be, but the people that are going to be around you, especially if you live alone, so that somebody's checking on you. It's really critical that you're having conversations with folks on a daily basis, even if it's 30 seconds to say, I'm okay, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay, I'm doing fine, I'm
right,
going to stay indoors today, or I don't have anything really strenuous I'm going to do. It's just really a good idea to make sure somebody is checking on you and making sure you're doing okay.
Well, I'm a young senior. You called me a baby earlier. So, and I actually do that because I do live alone. Or when I'm going on the road, especially, I'll check in with one or two people and say, I'm on the road, or I'm here, you know, something like that. Because
yep,
who's going to know if you're missing, right? You live alone.
And it's all ages, of course. The heat hits all ages.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know how fragile and vulnerable our older adult population can be in our heat. And it's a misnomer to think because you've lived here for 50 years or you've lived here your whole life that you know what you're doing with the heat and you're just fine.
Oh, right.
You're absolutely not. And as soon as you fall into that category of you're headed towards heat exhaustion,
yeah,
I promise you, you're not thinking clearly enough for yourself to be making good decisions. And you better have somebody that's keeping track of you. And you need to recognize those signs of what it looks like if you're starting to go down that path that begins with heat exhaustion. You know, some of those early warning signs, you can start looking at you are
cramping.
Well, it can be excessive sweating at this level with heat exhaustion, tired, feeling weak, dizzy, headaches, muscle cramps.
Hmm.
As it progresses, if you aren't moving in the right direction to take care of it, it can move into heat stroke, which can be as quick as 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow.
To move that direction. Now you're looking at nausea, vomiting, fainting, and I don't know how you could avoid an ER visit at that point. You need recovery. You need help immediately if you get into that scenario because your body can't cool down anymore.
one thing I'll give credit to the younger generation for, they're really big on hydration now. Even at the World Cup, they took hydration breaks, you know, midway through the first and second halves. But one thing I wanted to ask you just off the top of my head, and I played sports, and I still get it confused about salt intake.
Yeah, honestly, and that's where I think you should be having some good conversations with your doctor to make sure that you're following the best possible advice for your specific health. I'll use my husband's example. Mm-hmm. He ended up with heat stroke about 18 years ago.
Okay.
Pretty severe wound by the time we got to the ER. Now, in that particular case, back then, the doctor said, you're going to have to start consuming mass quantities of salt.
Ah.
Well, I heard that and went, I'm going to do a little checking on that.
Slow your roll.
Yeah, I'm going to check on that. So we did check with our physician, and our physician said, absolutely not. You know, your blood pressure's getting a little higher, and we need to watch that too, but you do need electrolytes. So it was things like getting those electrolyte drinks in, even electrolyte tablets were ended up recommended for him in his case. Eat bananas.
Yes.
You tell him to eat dill pickles. There's things that he has to do to get potassium in or to work on the leg cramps, things like that that are just going to happen because he's forced to be outside all day. But for someone else, getting clear direction and instruction from a doctor is going to be your best bet, because you just don't necessarily know where you stand with all of your vitals and with where your blood work might be currently. What are your levels? And, I always warn people, it used to be don't Google it. Now it's don't AI it. Please don't. AI can only do what AI can do, and Google can only do what Google can do. You still need to talk to the person who is trusted in your life, your trusted physician, to make sure you're on the right path with how you take care of yourself.
Another one of those minerals you could be missing from dehydration or not proper hydration levels is magnesium.
Yep.
I've heard it said that there's like a 75% short on people, 75% of the population is short on magnesium.
And vitamin D.
Oh, interesting.
And that's another misunderstanding in the state of Arizona, because I had my doctor tell me years ago, you are like bottomed out on vitamin D. You are so low, we're going to treat that for a while.
Oh, wow.
And she said, and people think because they're out in the sun and they live in Arizona that they're getting plenty of vitamin D. You are not. You're not getting the vitamin D that you need through food, through nutrients. And it had to be treated so I could get myself back up to a normal level.
So those people taking men's or women's multi plus, like a 50 plus, 55 plus vitamin, that kind of thing. Are they covered vitamin-wise, do you think?
Oh, again.
I know you're not a doctor.
Yeah.
You don't even play one on the radio.
No, I don't. Honestly, you need to be talking to your doctor and make sure you're taking it. It's the right quality of vitamins and supplements, because there's so many things out there.
Yeah, there is.
And if you pick one based on price, or you're picking it because the name sounds good, you think it's going to do what you want it to do, that's not the best way to make that decision. You really are going to want a doctor to say to you, I do want to make some recommendations. This is where I think we're at. This is what I'd like you to be doing. And they're going to want to do that. You know, that annual well visit's really important. Make sure you're getting them in, especially if you're 65 and above. It's covered by Medicare.
I get two a year.
So you need to do that.
All right, Little Eagles, because I know that's what you like.
Thank you.
The most. And Carol Brown is here. She is the Senior Program Manager, Aging Policy and Advocacy for WACOG, the Western Arizona Council of Governments, out of Yuma. She comes up about every 2 months or so. I had to delay your visit this month, though.
And that's okay. It worked out just fine.
I needed time.
And we all do.
I need my ocean recharge.
Yes.
All right, back with more in a moment. Hey, we've got Diamondbacks tickets for this Friday and Saturday. D-backs and Reds. Friday at 6:40, Saturday at 5:10. And the Friday game, it's a Saturday game, is the Purple Haboob Globe giveaway. That's pretty cool. It's like a snow globe, except it's a Purple Haboob.
I have heard about it on the news when I've been in Phoenix.
That's what we call the Fighting Knights defense football, the Purple Haboob. All right, Give me a call if you want those tickets. I've got four of them, field level, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. We have Carol Brown in the studio, Senior Program Manager, Aging Policy and Advocacy from WACOG. And we do have a winner for the D-backs tickets. Dylan took Friday's tickets. So Dylan's going to go see the D-backs and the Reds. Hopefully, Ketel Marte will be back. Although I heard a strong rumor that he's no longer with the team. So, yeah, like as in designated for assignment. And that was a pretty reputable reporter that wrote that story, so, out of Phoenix. Anyway, man, I really hope not, because we could have got something for Ketel, but anyway, my prayers go out to Ketel Marte, one of my favorite players for sure. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, and by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. So, anyway, we're talking about hydration and heat illness and that, and older adults and how they're affected. And Carol's like, you're an expert on this.
Well, yeah, because it affects us so much.
It affected you personally.
Yes, yes. I've actually had to watch myself the last 5-6 years in the summertime. Mm. If I, you know, where it can be hard on you again, in and out of the car, if I'm making lots of visits to share materials and resources, and the more you're doing that, you're not ever getting cooled down, and it will catch up with you. And like I said, hydrating, you should be starting before you actually are going to be out in the heat. And so it's important to just be drinking your water every day, drinking, if you need electrolyte drinks, drinking that every day. There's so many options out there, so there's no reason for us to not take those steps. Some are really inexpensive. It's not difficult to fit it into the budget, even when the budget's tight. And there's other options that, of course, are more expensive, or maybe folks think they taste better, whatever the choice might be. But it is being aware that this is what we live in. At least, especially for older adults, let's just say let's plan on by the end of May every year, and we might have to get all the way through September and the first week of October before the temperatures are down far enough that it's not, I want to say, red warning mm-hmm. level for you to be paying attention to. And it's because of the circumstances that many of our older folks are facing, with a tight budget, with worries about electricity in the summertime, we can make decisions that aren't what's best for us in that circumstance. I understand, and I know folks struggle paying that electricity bill, although we have a moratorium in the state for a period of time, but the bill doesn't go away, and so that eventually still has to be dealt with. So I know that some of the methods that folks will use, and I'm not an HVAC expert, so forgive me, HVAC companies, if I'm saying something that you're going to say, that's a really bad idea because it interferes with how the HVAC works. But I do know folks that if they feel strongly they cannot afford to cool their entire home or apartment, they will shut all the vents down, cool one room, and that is the room that they stay in during the heat of the day, mm-hmm. which could be anywhere from 9 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, potentially, with our heat. Having a fan, just a fan moving air, it will help cool you down. Cooling towels around your neck.
Right.
Even a squirt bottle with water where you're just, you know, refrigerated water that you're just spraying and cooling. These are all things you can do. I was speaking with someone recently because they were taking note of their pets, their dogs, and how hot it is for them too. And in the summertime, where do they want to be? If the house has tile, they're laying, they're like spread out on that tile floor. Well, I'll tell the story a few weeks back when the temperatures and the dew point got really, really high. Husband came home. He was already, he knew he was in a bit in trouble. Gets in the pool, tries to reduce that core temperature quickly.
Right.
But he came in and he laid down on the floor after the pool. And he said, actually, after about 15 minutes, he could actually feel the heat going down in his body.
Wow.
And it did help him. So it may sound silly and it may not be easy to get down on the floor and get back up, but I am willing to entertain all kinds of possibilities that will work for folks to keep yourself safe in the heat. Like I said, this time of year is when it's extremely dangerous. You can falsely trust, even if the temperature's down a little lower, that it feels better because the dew point's so high, the humidity's up so high. And that's when it's actually far more dangerous because it can get away from you in minutes and you can't get back. You cannot recover quickly enough if you're out in it. So please just be forewarned. Be aware. This time of year, you need to take care of yourself at all ages, but definitely if you're an older adult. Again, remembering those symptoms, you can start out sweating profusely, and then that starts dissipating to where you can't sweat at all, and you can end up with confusion, you can have seizures, you can actually fall into a coma.
Wow.
And I've heard some stories recently in our region where someone did get into trouble with heat. It ended up putting him in the hospital and in ICU, and they unfortunately didn't make it. And no one wants to think that that could ever happen, but it does. It's that serious that I want to just make sure people understand. You must take care of yourself. You must look for the signs. You must hydrate. You need to build that group, that village around you so someone's checking on you. You need to get into an air-conditioned building. So if you can't do that in your own home, I encourage you to reach out and find out in your local community where there are water cooling stations that are set up and get yourself there. Call them, that location, if you don't drive and you need help with a ride. Start checking into that in advance. Sometimes, in fact, I recommended this the other day. This is a great way for churches to plug in because you can start those call trees to check on people. So lots of times a church might have a van, and maybe part of your volunteer work to serve the community could be to drive that van, pick people up that need to get to a cooling station.
You mentioned water and the, I don't know, a few paragraphs back, and it doesn't always taste good to everybody.
No.
I'm one of those people. I have to have soda. Unfortunately, I drink a lot of Diet Coke. Not good, right, because of the caffeine?
No, sir.
Okay,
I know that. It's just not good.
But I do alternate. It's almost like if I go to a bar, I'll have a drink and I'll have water with it, you know. I'll drink water, soda, like back and forth. So I'm not doing the right thing. And what if you flavor your water? Is that okay?
I'm gonna say I have a friend in Yuma who was opposed greatly to water, drank diet sodas.
It's just so bland.
And she listened to me talk about this enough that she finally said, okay, I'm going to be a water girl. Now, she's instilled something that I think is actually pretty darn smart. She will drink her water throughout the entire day. And if she has to have a soda, she has it at nighttime after she's done with her work. She's home. She's in a cool house. Then she'll drink her soda.
She must be a good sleeper. That's tough.
Yeah, for those that it's caffeine's going to affect you.
Right.
But, yes, you can do flavored water. There's also electrolyte powders that you can add to a bottle of water to make it taste better. And you don't have to use all of it. You can just use enough to flavor it and make it taste like something other than just water. Because what's critical is getting that in. And if you're using a type of electrolyte powder, then you're killing two birds with one stone.
I found that when I was playing a lot of shows, especially outside or in Parker, like Foxes, and it's very hot in the summertime, the 9.0 pH, if I had at least one of those, I was good. for that day. Something about that higher pH.
And again, you've got to find out what is going to be appropriate for you and your mm-hmm. health, your circumstances. It's got to start with your doctor. If you're really wanting solid advice and directions on how to take care of yourself, it really does need to start there. Again, talking to your pharmacist, making sure you know what's going on with any medications you're taking, including supplements. Certain supplements can also affect how things are going and how much, you know, you retain in your system. So it's a really good idea to have those conversations. You've got to stay in the cool. You've got to find a way to be cool as much as possible. Please don't sit in a hot house. That is exceptionally dangerous. You've got to have air moving. Cool air is far better than just a fan, but if you really are limited, then do what you can in your home. But find those cooling stations. Find some place to get relief. And make sure you're connecting with community organizations that might be able to help you if you can't get yourself to where you need to be safe.
And make sure if you're driving, doing a lot of driving, you have water
yeah.
in the vehicle in case, just in case something happens. What if you come out of a building and you have a flat tire, you know, and not everyone has AAA or some roadside service.
And correct.
And you're going to have to fix that and, expend some energy and a lot of sweat.
Or you're going to sit there for a while.
Right.
While
right,
you're
right.
waiting for help. And, yes, it is really critical. There's been times with jobs I've had where I drive long distances on a regular basis. Summertime, I'm going to want a minimum of a gallon in the
car.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Probably more. I used to carry cold water and then a gallon jug of water just mm-hmm. in case. If something were to happen and I got stuck for a while.
Yeah, always a good idea. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. I'm going to play your favorite, Desperado.
Thank you.
All right, back with more in a moment. And you know what? If you want the other pair of Diamondbacks tickets, I've got Saturday's available. I'm sorry, it's not a pair. It's two pair. Four tickets to Saturday's game. 5:10 p.m. against the Cincinnati Reds. And that's at Chase Field, of course. Field level seats, Diamondbacks and Reds. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Like to see the text line light up a little bit, too. 928-727-5566. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out with Carol Brown, of course, from Waycock. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It may be raining, but there's a rainbow.
All right, Little Eagles Hotel California, in honor of Carol Brown from WACOG and the Area Agency on Aging. It's always good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate getting a chance to pop up here and spend some time with you.
One of the most complete interviews you'll ever hear on this station, that's for sure. No, you come from all angles. I love that. Yeah, tell Veronica I said hello.
I will do so, yeah.
We'll be down at Somerton, the last game of the season, Jim and myself calling the football game down there, and I know her son goes to Somerton, so I don't know, who knows?
Might run into her.
Small world.
Especially when you get down into, you know, those communities where
right.
it's very small.
Right.
You're going to know somebody.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College, by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place for Pets, by Legacy Rehab and Care, and A&B Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. Don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. Is there a good shop local effort in the Yuma area, too?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Our chamber's really good at supporting that and making sure we're getting the message out that we really want folks to visit our local businesses.
All right. Let's go to the phone. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Okay, yes, Paul, I was going to ask Ms. Brown a question on She mentioned food, but I just wanted to let you know that anytime you have like Andy Biggs or Paul Grossar, we listen to you all the time.
Oh, well, thank you.
But in our church, Church of Christ, we have a system set up that if anybody needs anything, they can call other members, and we get together and we help them. I'll be 82 in about 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, just the food thing is something that the older I get, the more I need nutrition, and especially anything that would keep me cooler.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, by the way, for calling, and happy birthday early. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you shared that out, that your church is providing that assistance, because it's really critical. When I say,
yes,
you know, build your village, that really is part of it. We have to know what's available in our communities and where we can find support. And sometimes it's being able to have access to healthy food, fruits, vegetables, things that are good for our bodies, also produce hydration or meet those nutrients that are going to help stave off issues with the heat. So thank you so much for you and your church being involved like that.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I want to keep you on for a second.
Have you found
that, because I'm 20 years from where you are, have you found that as you get older, you feel more prone to a heat illness?
Well, I do, especially because I try to ride my bike about 6-8 miles every day.
Good
and
for
it's
you.
A regular bicycle. It ain't not. And I find that if I go early, right almost when the sun is just before it comes up, is the coolest time of day for me to go. So, the older I get, used to, I'll say even 5 years ago, I could go every day and ride up in so high and up in that country. But now I'm doing about half the ride. And, when I get back, I'm give out. Let's say it that way. So the older I get, but the thing I do know is if I don't do it pretty quick, I can't do it because I still want to change my oil. I still want to do my own, a lot of my stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like if you just give up, you're just done. Let me say it that way.
Can I ask you what you do to recover? What's your best recovery method so you're not shot for the rest of the day if you're going out at sunrise?
Well, a lot of times it's the same thing. And my wife is on me all the time, drink water, but so really water, in my case, is what she always has for me. And sometimes she flavors it, and a lot of times she gets me cherry juice.
Oh.
It's a real tart, and she mixes it. So that's how I recover. And so far, thank God, praise Jesus, mm-hmm. It's been going good.
Here, I was hoping you would say bacon. But
no,
you're out of luck, Paul. You're out of luck.
I give that up a long time ago. No, it's mostly fruits, vegetables, and very little red meat. But anyway,
sure.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank
you. And God bless you, man. It's still right. He was saying he doesn't ride an e-bike.
Yes.
He rides a regular bike.
Yes.
That's
exactly what you should do. As early as possible, coolest part of the day, if you need to be outside, you want to be outside, that's when you should be. Limit it to only to if you start feeling some of these side effects that we're describing, pay attention. Even if you have to cut it short one day and pick back up the next day, maybe the temperature's a little lower the next day, the dew point's a little lower, so your body might be able to handle it better. But it is important to stay active. That's great. That is great advice. Do it as early as possible or very late in the evening so that you're avoiding that heat as much as possible.
You were just saying, I hope somebody calls in. That was a great phone call.
Yes, it was, and I appreciate it. And it kind of leads into also why it's so important to have somebody by your side. If you're fortunate that they're in the same house with you, great. But if not, make sure you've got that support system built so somebody's keeping track of you, especially if you go outside bike riding, you go for walks, you're walking your dog, you're doing extensive yard work, anything where somebody should be checking on you after that. And probably the easiest way to do that is I've encouraged people for years, have a buddy system, and you agree to call each other every day.
Interesting.
And if it's all you're going to do is say, hey, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. Right. Just checking in. How are you? Are you okay? And as long as you know where each other are at and that you're safe and that you're not feeling the effects of heat for any reason, great. And then if you want to have a longer conversation, do it. If you want to spend some social time, that's wonderful. But at the very least, you should be making sure someone's checking on you when you're going to be done with your activity outdoors. And I haven't said it yet, and I would be remiss if I didn't. Listen, if you're starting to experience some of these symptoms, the early stages, you can start with calling your physician's office and look for guidance about either getting in and seeing them. Do they want you to go to urgent care? How do they feel about it? But if you're into the serious symptoms, you do not waste time. You either better have someone there that can take you directly to the hospital ER, or you need to call 911. You need to get help immediately if you are falling prey to the serious symptoms of heat illness. As I said, 10 to 15 minutes and you can be right in full-blown heat stroke. So you don't want to wait. It's not going to benefit anything if you wait. Let me put it that way. Because if you're at that level, you can't get cooled down by yourself, and you do need medical care.
Could that result in, say, a traumatic brain injury from being that hot, overheated?
I don't know. But what it can result in is a high risk for a fall.
Okay.
Which can cause a traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, absolutely.
So depending on the surface and such. So you're being dizzy, being nauseated, vomiting, you can't cool down, you're not sweating, you're in trouble, and you do want to seek out medical care to make sure. I brought something else, Paul, that I wanted to talk about that goes with this, because this came up a few years ago down in Yuma. I had a woman from a seniors group that I'd spoken at call me and say, hey, listen, we're looking for some help. We're trying to find an emergency contact form that might work for our group.
Right.
Could you help us with that? So, sure. I just went ahead and designed something quick and easy that they could utilize. And, of course, everything goes on the fridge. You get a magnet and you plaster that thing on the fridge. But it's basic information. But where it helped these folks was they couldn't find this gentleman because nobody was a family member and no information could be released. They finally did locate him at the hospital. But with this form, you can elect a primary emergency contact and a secondary contact, and you can explain who they are and how to reach them so that if something were to happen and you're in a group, you've got part of your village, that person can get a phone call to know what's happened to you. And that's really important, that someone is keeping track of where you're at and are you okay.
Yeah, everything's right here. I think I'm going to post this on our Facebook page.
Sure.
So people can copy it. But, yeah, there's name. It says, I live alone, yes or no, home address. It's got your primary care physician information. That's a really good idea for that emergency responder or whatever. If they come in and you're semi-conscious, you get at least point to that piece of paper and say,
listen,
hey.
EMS knows. They know to go to the refrigerator because it's commonly where all people are instructed to put medical forms, medical information, emergency contact. So they're going to tend to look there at least to see if they can find anything to help you and treat you more efficiently when they get there.
So lastly, I have a friend who is a very popular performer in this area, and he was playing outside for a number of years, doesn't do it anymore. He's up there in age like I am, unfortunately, and had a heat stroke, but then had another one. Says it's a lot easier to get the second one when you've had the first one. Is that true?
Yes. I have been told that by medical professionals that once you have fallen prey to heat exhaustion or full-blown heat stroke, yes, you are more likely to have it continue to happen. So you are at higher risk. And you do need to pay attention to that if you've been in that boat.
Okay. Always good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Paul.
I know there were a lot of people listening today because you could just tell by you had somebody win the Diamondbacks tickets and then you had another caller call in. And thanks for the compliment, by the way. I appreciate that. We had Congressman Biggs and Gosar on together. That was really awesome. And then we had Biggs on also. And we've got, of course, general election coming up. And don't forget about the general election candidates forum. It's going to be on September 23rd. Doors open at 5. Event starts at 5:30. We'll have it simulcast here on KNTR Talk, and that is from the Performing Arts Center at the high school. So free admission. You can meet the candidates, listen to the candidates, and it's presented by the Today's News Herald and Radio Central. So
all right.
Just us this
good
time.
Good job. Good job.
Well, thank you. And I'll be proud to help moderate that as well. And Leo Biasucci is going to be the master of ceremonies on that. It's pretty cool.
You're going to have a pretty active event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Election season is no rest for the radio guy, right?
Correct.
Carol, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Carol Brown from WACOG, Western Arizona Council of Governments, and, of course, the Area Agency on Aging. We appreciate you.
We'll see you next time.
You can tell you're passionate about what you do.
Yeah, thank you. I love it.
You
it's
bet.
It's a privilege.
This is my favorite Eagles song.
Okay.
So, all right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
By installing solar on your home, you become your own power company and charge yourself less. Slash your energy bills and increase the value of your home. Hi, I'm Brandon Hill with Solar Power by Esme Electric. Going solar is more affordable than ever and offers an excellent return on investment with dramatic energy savings as soon as the system is activated. If you're considered going solar, I ask you please give Solar Power by Esme Electric the opportunity to give you a free no-obligation solar quote. Visit esme.com.
Don't forget Real Estate Power Hour tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.